You know, women, we worry about breast cancer all the time, and there are all sorts of techniques out there. You know, there's surgeries. I've gone through this myself, but there's also an Ayurvedic approach to breast cancer. My guest is Dr. Christine Horner. She's board certified, nationally recognized surgeon, and we're talking about Ayurvedic approach. So explain what that is, Dr. Horner. What is the Ayurvedic perspective, and how does it apply to breast cancer?
So Ayurveda is a traditional system of medicine that originated in the area that's now India. It's 5,000 years old. So like traditional Chinese medicine, it shares many philosophies about approaching a patient holistically, understanding that everything from the foods that we eat, the lifestyle that we live, even the thoughts that we think can have a profound effect on our health. So when my own mother was diagnosed with breast cancer and died from it back in 1994, and as a plastic surgeon, I was watching my patients get younger and younger and younger, and finally I was doing women in their 20s. I thought, you know, something is really wrong with this picture. So I started going through the medical literature to see what I could find, if there was any studies that have been done that showed that there are things that women could do to drastically reduce the risk of developing breast cancer. And I actually instantly found thousands of studies show exactly what we're doing, all the things that we're doing to contribute to it, and the things that we traditionally do in this culture that are highly effective in preventing it. And they were all natural. So these are the same things we find in Ayurveda. I mean, food, supplements, herbs, lifestyle, our emotions, and so forth. And by understanding what we do, then we can drastically reduce our risk. In addition to that, what I found is can be very simple. So you can do one thing, you can cut your risk in half. If you do more than one thing, those things multiply up together. They don't add up together.
Well, and since the wave now is to treat the whole person and get, you know, kind of get us all as one part and not just our breast, or not just, you know, give us those things that we can do to reduce the risk and help our body as a whole and our mind as well.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And in Ayurveda, some of the fundamental philosophies, which I just love and make sense, are that everything that we do affects us. So it will either take us out of balance or bring us into balance. And when we bring our bodies into balance, we are enhancing our body's own inner healing intelligence. And that intelligence is very smart and can keep us healthy. When we do things that take our body out of balance, then we obstruct the flow of that inner healing intelligence, and that's when imbalances occur, which eventually then lead to disease.
So what do you recommend?
Well, you know, the things that we've found that seem to be associated with the highest amount of health and maintaining health is to focus on eating primarily a plant-based diet. So plants are packed full of vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that are extraordinarily important for our health, but they also have hundreds of what we call plant chemicals or phytochemicals in them, and each one of these plant chemicals do not have any caloric value or nutritional value, but what they do is they act like natural medicines, and some of them behave exactly like chemotherapy without the damaging side effects. So really consuming as many fresh, whole, organically grown plants is extremely important. Avoiding junk foods, processed foods, red meat, you know, bad saturated fats, and so forth. One thing that I used to tell people that's really simple to begin with, because, you know, the statistics show that 90% of people who have had a heart attack in the United States go back to the original diet and lifestyle within 1 year. So it shows us how hard it is for people to maintain lifestyle changes. But one of the things that we found that has very helpful is to take some supplements to begin with. And I always tell people, okay, you can start with these things. We know that they give us a lot of protection. And then, you know, really work on trying to support it with it.
What are your favorite supplements, Dr. Horner?
Well, the first one is something called AHCC, and it kind of stands for a long name, but it's a mushroom formula, and it's made from the roots of the shiitake mushrooms. And things that we found through research is that it will stimulate every single cell type in our immune system. And basically, anytime we get cancer that forms in our body, our immune system will identify it and get rid of it. But if there's a weakness to our immune system, then that's when the cancers can start to grow. So by taking the AHCC mushroom formula, what can happen is you'll stimulate all your immune system cells, The research out of Japan, there's been hundreds of studies that shows that it will reduce the risk of many different kinds of cancers. If you get cancer, it improves your survival statistics, and if you're on chemotherapy, it takes away a lot of the side effects. In addition to that, turmeric, which is an Indian spice.
I was going to ask you about turmeric and ginger and and some of these, because they really are used so often. So can do we have to supplement that? Can't we just cook with it a lot?
You can, but you know what's practical is most people find they can't cook with it every day. So turmeric is actually considered the number one anti-cancer spice. It inhibits the growth of about 17 different kinds of cancer, and it has so many different actions, from being a very powerful anti-inflammatory, very powerful antioxidants, and a whole myriad of ways that it helps to inhibit the growth of cancer. So that's a very important one. I take it every single day, and cook with it as much as you can, but in order to make sure that you get enough of it, it's great to do in supplement form. Green tea is another, unbelievable health-promoting drink.
I'm drinking some right now, and I love my green tea, with or without a little bit of honey in there. So how much do we need? I mean, when you recommend these things, how much green tea do we need a day? How much turmeric do you recommend, or the ACC? How much do you, I mean, does it say on the supplement, or do you have a certain recommendation?
In Ayurveda, they say you should do 1/4 to 1/3 of a teaspoon of turmeric per serving as a daily dose. And what the research shows is that you need to have at least 1,000 milligrams of turmeric as far as a therapeutic dose. Green tea is 6 to 10 cups a day. So this is where I tell people, unless you work in a bathroom, it might be kind of tough. But if you take it as a supplement, it's really interesting because they found that turmeric and green tea have synergistic effects with each other. So each one makes the other one more effective. So green tea will enhance the anti-cancer effects of turmeric by 3 times, and turmeric will enhance the anti-cancer effects of green tea by 8 times.
Wow.
So we take advantage of some of these synergistic reactions when we take them together. And I actually formulated a supplement called Protective Breast Formula that has 7 different supplements inside of it, including green tea and turmeric. And we've got some really good preliminary research on it showing when we use thermography, which is the infrared picture of breast, showing some physiological changes that would lead to breast cancer in the future, that we're getting complete reversals of those early warning signs within 8 to 12 weeks just taking the Protective Breast Formula alone.
That's amazing. So, and now what about some purification therapies?
Purification is so important. absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up. So, we are just really flooded with toxins in our world right now. And Ayurveda had a system called Panchakarma, which means 5 actions. And it's a purification technique that has been done, again, for thousands of years, recognizing that even organically grown fruits and vegetables and everything, they can create some toxins. Their moods can create toxins, within us, and that it's important to get these toxins out of our body so that our body can function as its best, and it enhances our inner healing intelligence. And so now we're in a situation where we're just flooded with toxins that didn't exist thousands of years ago. So I consider it critically important to undergo effective, not everything is effective, but some effective detoxification programs.
Well, so now tell people, Dr. Horner, where can they find more information about you, about your book? You've got a great book, How to Protect Against and Fight Breast Cancer, Waking the Warrior Goddess. Tell people where they can find that book and more about your products.
The book actually won the best health book of the year in 2006.
Oh, congratulations.
Everything that I could find. Thanks. It's everything that I find that had a statistical influence that you should either avoid or favor. The easiest thing to do is to go to my website, drchristinehorner.com, drchristinehorner.com, and you can find everything I talked about on my website.
That's great, and the website is drchristinehorner.com. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay tuned, more to come.